The London season was drawing to a close, and the Portuguese ambassador's party was the last opportunity for a formal appearance. She knew how important this was to her uncle, and so wanted to do everything just right. "Duty," she whispered to herself, and then watched her reflection carefully as she folded downward, extending one white-gloved arm out in a sweeping gesture. She rose back up and asked, "How was that?" "Graceful as a swan," Maisie said, her hands clasped over her apron. "My, but ye will make his honor proud."
"I hope so," Nicole repeated the word to herself. Duty.
She remembered the advice Emily Madden had given her, and the more she thought of it, the more convinced she was of its wisdom. There was a need for her to learn the lessons of polite society, of how to fit in and behave properly. Then and only then could she begin to take on responsibility and put her privilege and wealth to use. This was not just to bring her happiness. It was to do the best she could with what she'd been given, to do good and thereby fulfill what she knew was her assigned task. Duty. But as Nicole descended the stairs, she felt more than her corset constricting her. It seemed as though every breath was a struggle against the restraining elements of a world she did not understand. She couldn't help but glance at the side table as she entered the front parlor. On a silver palaver were piled the day's deliveries. Another 6 engraved invitations had arrived that day, along with 3 cards from those stopping by to pay their formal respects to his lordship and the new heiress. Nicole repressed a shudder at the thought of more teas and exhibitions and dinners and chatter.
"I am ready, uncle."
"You look splendid, my dear."
Charles beamed proudly as he surveyed her standing there.
"I must say the dressmaker has outdone herself."
"Thank you again for the gown."
Now, there's no need to thank me."
Charles was a strange one to place such emphasis on her buying new clothes, for he was dressed in the same dark long coat, breeches, and gold-embroidered waistcoat he always wore for such events.
"I only wish I could induce you to do more shopping. But never mind that. My dear, I have a surprise for you."
As soon as his hand reached inside his jacket, Nicole exclaimed,
"A letter!"
"It just arrived while you were dressing. I thought it best to wait till you came down."
Nicole used the silver letter knife to break the seal. She scanned the first few lines, then cried,
"It cannot be!"
"What is it?" Charles was instantly at her side. "You've gone pale as a ghost. Here, you must sit down."
He guided her onto a nearby settee.
"Now, tell me what it is."
"It is Cyril. He's dead. The grip took him."
"That's impossible."
Charles sank down beside her.
"Such a strong young man. He couldn't have succumbed."
"But he did." Nicole.